The parties got wilder and wilder. She literally would not go home from a party until she was covered head to toe in cum. Oh, that was her. I envied her, actually. Especially that one night when things got so crazy. God, if I could have had that much cum. Oh, well, I guess I should fill you in on this one last story, shouldn't I? Okay, time to watch with me again. Let's hit play on the video. In 3, 2, 1, play. Oh, she was at a bachelor party. Oh, there were so many fucking horny cocks there. They were young, too. Their cocks were insatiable that night. They'd come and come and come again. She told me her hips hurt from keeping her legs spread open so long. But she wouldn't trade a second of it. She loved hearing them moan. Just jerk off all over her. Moan and stroke their cocks and pain her with spurt after spurt of cum. Oh, and all the while, she'd be sucking a cock or stroking a cock or making one come on her tits or her face. And, yeah, her man was there, recording as always. He wanted this to be the sloppiest night for her. He wanted her to break every record of every slut before her. And she did. God, they were fucking nasty. Shoving the cocks up her ass, taking all that creamy jizz from one guy and scooping it up into her hole. Oh, I do remember the tales of how they would moan and come and come. Just when she thought one was totally drained, that she'd taken every ounce of nut from his balls, oh, he'd find one of her holes again. Pump another load in. When she didn't have a cock in her mouth, she'd suck her fingers. Yeah, that's what a cum whore she was. She always needed something in her mouth. Something in one of her holes, or at the very least, a cock shooting cum out on her. God, she was a perfect picture. Cummy little cunt, dripping with it. Big, thick cockheads just plunging into her ass. It was so stretched open as the night wore on. Didn't even feel those big cockheads pushing into her. Jacking off a few of them at a time. Oh, my God. She just kept going and going. It's like she never got tired. It's like every single wad of cum that was plunged up into her belly or ass or her mouth just gave her that boost of energy that she needed to keep taking more. That's what a real slut does. God, she likes it when they pound it into her ass, the way their balls would just slap against her sloppy pussy. God, yeah, that's it. She'd tell them to keep doing it, do it harder. She'd look over at them with a cock in her mouth and beg them to fuck her harder, beg them to use her. Always on her knees or on her back, just getting fucked. Ah, shit. Those men. They knew exactly what they were in for. Some of them said they'd waited a week before they would come so they'd have enough. Yeah, there she was, sucking her fingers again when she didn't have a cock in her mouth. Look at that stretch fucking hole. They just could shoot right up into her ass. It got so stretched out. I swear. That hole. Oh, God, it took some pounding that night. Hard pounding. It was always lubed. There was no problem slipping cocks in. It was cum lubing everything. Even when one was fucking her, there was another one just spurting cum out over his cock in her ass. It went on for hours and hours. Eventually, they wore their cocks out before she did. She laid on her back, almost stuck to the leather couch. There was so much cum all over her, and she just laughed and took a wad of it on her finger and slipped it into her mouth and looked at her man and smiled and said, "When can we do this again?" I swear. You see, this is why I told you when we started this trip down memory lane. Don't ever feel ashamed that you have these slutty tendencies. It's who you are. It's in your genes. You are every bit your grandmother's grandchild. So, go on. Flaunt it. Show your grandmother. You're damn proud of the family resemblance. Hell, who knows? You might end up being even sluttier than she was. That's gonna be a hard act to follow, but I think you've got it in you. Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.